In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the Church is celebrating the Feast of the Circumcision of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the eighth day after the Nativity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Church told us today two stories in the chapter of the Gospel, the story of the circumcision of the Lord Jesus Christ, which had occurred in the eighth day of his nativity, and also the story of the entrance of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple after 40 days of his nativity. And the reason, because the old tradition in the Church is to celebrate many feasts in one occasion or in one day. I just want to speak in 3 points. The first point, what was the covenant of the circumcision in the Old Testament? The second point, why the Lord Jesus Christ did accept the circumcision to his flesh? And finally, what about our spiritual circumcision? The first, what was the covenant of circumcision? In the book of Genesis, chapter number 17, the Lord said to Abraham, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you. I am the Almighty God. I will make my covenant with you. And he said to him, as for you, you shall keep my covenant. For the second time he said, my covenant. You and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male, a child among you, shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. So, the feast of the circumcision, we are celebrating the covenant of circumcision. And we must know that the feast of circumcision or the circumcision in the Old Testament must be to the male child in the eighth day. And it was a great celebration in which they gave the new child his name in the eighth day. And the circumcision is the covenant of God who gave to the human race. The second point, why did the Lord Jesus Christ himself accept the circumcision in his flesh? The first point, because he is the eternal life. As we said before, eternal life is not a time. It is not the kingdom of God. It is not the heaven. But eternal life is a person. The meaning that the Lord did choose the eighth day, because as you know, our life here, our earthly life, consists of many years. Each year consists of many months. Each month consists of many weeks. So the week is the unit of our earthly life. Our time here is related to number seven. We have no 8 day in our calendar, in our time. That is the day of eternity. That is the day that the Lord has made. For the Lord asked the people of Israel to receive his covenant in the eighth day. That represents the eternal life. So the Lord accepted the circumcision to prove that he is the eternal life. Now we can understand why the Lord chose to be crucified on the sixth day and to spend 3 days in the tomb. the sixth, the seventh, and he rose up early morning in the eighth day to bring eternal life to our earthly life. And that is the deep meaning of incarnation and resurrection. So the Lord, after 8 days of his nativity, accepted the circumcision, accepted the new covenant in his flesh to prove that he is the life. He is our life. Second, he is our Savior. The Lord, by his will, accepted today to break his body and to shed his blood. Today is a symbol of the Eucharistia. The Lord by himself, he offered his body to be wounded. And he shed his blood while he was just a child, a baby, on his 8th day old. He is our Savior. He spent the 7 days of his earthly life without name. It was the custom of the Jews to give the name to the baby on the 8th day. That represents that the first 7 days, he has no identity. Everyone will receive his identity in the covenant of the Lord. When you have this deep relationship with the Lord through his blood. For the Lord today was given the name Joshua, the Savior, who was the angel gave to Joseph and Saint Mary. He is our Savior. He received from the kings of the East the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And today, he accepted the cross very, very early. And Saint Mary received the sword in her heart very, very early. The Lord was born to be crucified. So today, he revealed himself for us as our Savior. He is our life, that is the symbol of number 8. He is our Savior, he is Joshua, he is Jesus. That is represent his salvation for us. Why the male child? The Lord himself never see any man or woman as two different person. But the Lord see every man and his woman as one person, as one flesh, as one family. So the Lord asked every family to offer the family through the husband or the male to establish the covenant with the Lord himself. That is meaning why he chose the male. When the Lord created Eve, he did not create Eve the same way like Adam, but he created Eve through the side of Adam. So receiving the circumcision, that means that Lord Jesus Christ, he is our Adam. He is our bridegroom. Every male will receive the wounds of circumcision to save his wife. And the Lord Jesus Christ today, he received the wounds of circumcision to make us free. And that's what Isaiah the prophet says in the book of Isaiah chapter number 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Finally, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our advocate. He is our intercessor. The Lord said about the circumcision, that is my covenant. How it comes that you will have a covenant with God himself? The Lord came to receive in his flesh the sign of covenant between God and between man. He is the incarnated Logos. So today, the Lord revealed himself to us as he is our life, he is our Savior, he is our bridegroom and he is our advocate. Finally, he granted us today to share him in his circumcision. He granted us to share him in his suffering and his death and his resurrection. But thanks that he carried in his flesh the wound of circumcision to wound our hearts with his love and to make a spiritual circumcision to every one of us. In the last book of Moses the Great, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 30, he said, and be careful, listen carefully to this verse. The Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and that you may live. When you accept the spiritual circumcision, you will live and your family will live with you. The Lord himself needs to make a surgical operation to every one of us. It's called the spiritual circumcision, the circumcision of heart, to make our hearts more sensitive to his love. He ordered us, he commanded us to love him with all our hearts. How can we do something like that? We need him to circumcise our hearts, to make our hearts more sensitive so we can respond easily to his love. He said again, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart. We are praying, asking the Lord not only to circumcise our hearts, but as Stephen advised the Jews to circumcise their hearts and their ears, we ask the Lord to circumcise our heart, to cast out every evil thought from our hearts, to circumcise our ears, our eyes, our mind, our tongue, and to give us to share him in his suffering and in his death and in his resurrection. And glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.